Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. As the start of the college school year approaches, today we hear about the Tulsa Higher Education Consortium, a formal collaboration between seven higher education institutions in the Tulsa metro area: Tulsa Community College, OSU and OU Tulsa, Langston Tulsa, NSU Broken Arrow, Rogers State, and the University of Tulsa. As the competition for jobs increases in the 21st century, all metro areas want to have a good pool of college graduates. And the goal of this consortium is to do that, to increase the number of four-year college graduates in the Tulsa area, to streamline the process to make it easier to get a degree, and to lessen the disparities between racial and ethnic groups in our metro area in achieving college success. The group has been working since 2018 on the Tulsa Transfer Project, which has worked to make the transition from Tulsa Community College to other colleges seamless and to ensure that credits taken at TCC will count towards a four-year degree. Now the consortium has formalized the collaboration as named a founding executive director, Dr. Laura Latta, who teaches at the College of Education at OU Tulsa. And prior to leading the consortium, she helped Impact Tulsa as director of post-secondary partnerships and research and was an administrator at Union Public Schools. She joins us to talk about the Tulsa Higher Education Consortium today on Studio Tulsa. Laura Latta, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. One of the goals of the Tulsa Higher Education Consortium, which you now head up, is to improve the number of college graduates in the Tulsa area. I haven't seen the latest census data, and that will probably be trickling in over the next year or so, but over the last 10 years, or at least the last 5 years, the metro area has gone from about 30% college graduates to just under 32%, which is pretty much a national median number. What are the goals of the consortium in increasing that number further?
So the Tulsa Higher Education Consortium has four missional areas. The first one is to advance student learning through institutional collaboration. So that's things like professional development, bringing together faculty across institutions to collaborate and share ideas. The second one is to improve student success in degree completion. So helping students understand the clear pathways from entry into college all the way through to getting a job post-graduation. The third is to achieve equity in outcomes for all student groups. And that's enrollment in college, retention, persistence, and graduation. And then the fourth and final is to work with business and industry to meet workforce needs by providing a variety of post-secondary opportunities for students, like internships and things like that.
So in the last critical area first, is the idea of the consortium to make the institutions a little more nimble as far as what the workplace needs for workers, for qualified four-year graduate workers?
Yeah, I would say increasing access, opening up lines of communication so that business and industry and higher education can both communicate with each other about how programs are preparing students for the workforce, and then also what workforce and industry need as they are hiring and building their staff and building business and industry.
Is that a two-way street? So a college can say, yes, at first glance, our liberal arts graduates might not seem the perfect match, but let us tell you what our liberal arts graduates can do and how they might be able to fit into, say, a technical job of some sort.
Exactly. So that bidirectional communication between colleges and universities and workforce.
Now, what I've heard mainly about the Higher Education Consortium has been looking at increasing the number of two-year students from, say, the community college, Tulsa Community College, and getting them into four-year college situations across the metro area. And there's a whole range of options, everything from University of Tulsa, OU, OSU, to Rogers State, to Langston. So there's a wide range of options in the area. Is that the main focus at this point?
So Within the Tulsa Higher Education Consortium, there are seven institutions. So there's Tulsa Community College, Langston, OSU Tulsa, OU Tulsa, NSU, RSU, and TU. And all of those institutions have been working together since 2017 to create transfer pathways so students can very clearly see how they can start their four-year degree in Tulsa and stay in Tulsa to get that four-year degree. So the unique thing about the Tulsa higher education ecosystem is that Tulsa Community College provides the first 2 years as a public institution. So students will start their degree at TCC and then transfer to receiving institutions, one of the others that I mentioned. And part of the role of the consortium is to create those very clear pathways. So since the work began, the collaboration of all of these institutions back in 2017, there have been 60 different degree transfer paths that have formed. So the institutions have really been hard at work to create a clear and streamlined process for students to start and finish a four-year degree here in Tulsa without having to leave.
Yeah, I'm guessing the process before was you completed your associate's degree. Then when you moved to a four-year institution, you found out what would qualify at the new institution and what you'd have to probably take over.
Yeah, and credit loss is a hugely demotivating factor for a student to complete their degree. So getting through the first 2 years of a degree program and then finding out that a handful of your courses don't transfer and having to take them again is a barrier that causes many students to end their journeys prematurely. So eliminating the course loss and credit loss is really, really important and part of what the consortium is working to bring institutions together to do.
So is that pretty clearly laid out when somebody matriculates at Tulsa Community College and they say, I'm planning on going to OSU Tulsa, or I'm planning on going to University of Tulsa or Rogers State or NSU? They know that as the classes they take, they know what will transfer over and what might have difficulties transferring over. Is that the case?
Yeah. So there are, like I said, there are about 60 different degrees that have very clear transfer maps that students can see that these are the courses that I take at TCC. And then when I transfer to X institution, I'll finish out my degree taking these courses. So it's very clear and it's structured and laid out, and the institutions have agreed that these credits will transfer and students can graduate with that degree at the end of the 4 years.
Is that making a difference yet, as far as we see the number of students that are transferring to a four-year institution?
Yes, but it's very tricky because from the beginning of the work in 2017-2018, we saw some really great growth and encouraging results. And then, of course, the pandemic happened. And nationally, you know, we're seeing some changes in the trends of enrollment and completion because of the pandemic. So it's a little tricky to see right now. But what we do know, so there are consortia across the nation, and consortia that do this type of work see lots of fruitful results from building these transfer pathways. And they're seeing their students complete their degrees and more students over time. So I believe that there will definitely be some really promising results once we get past this time of the pandemic.
Yeah, I know. And when one of the key statistics that really caught my eye was that it's only 15.5% of students who begin at community college finish a bachelor's degree in 6 years. And that's not really because a large number are going to a four-year institution and not finishing. It's mainly because I think it's like 40% of graduates will do it and 30% will complete. So it's just a matter of a low number of overall students are going on to a four-year institution.
Yeah, that is a statistic that actually prompted the beginning of all of this work. And I credit all seven of the institutions for an immense amount of hard work to do some self-reflection on practices that create what's called a transfer culture. where, you know, at TCC, students are transferring. TCC has done a lot of work to build out their transfer practices and protocols and pathways so that students know exactly what they need to take and what they need to do to transfer. And then the receiving institutions have been doing things like thinking about what's the orientation process like? How do we onboard our students as they join us midway through their four-year degree? What does our website for transfers look like? What resources do we have available for them? So through the period of this collaboration over the past 5 years, the Tulsa institutions have been hard at work to really create a positive transfer culture that makes it easy for students to transfer and be successful in completing their degree.
That idea of coming in halfway through the college career path, you know, the college education, a lot of relationships and peer groups are formed really in that first 6 months of college. Missing that, how do institutions make up for that in making sure that a transfer student does feel welcome and feels a part of the community at a campus?
I think really thinking about the unintended barriers that might exist at that transfer point and working to eliminate those barriers, creating opportunities for, you know, social experiences so that students can get to know one another, being creative about the types of experiences that students have after they transfer, and creating orientation experiences that allow students to seamlessly transfer and become a part of the university's culture and feel like they haven't missed a beat, even though they maybe weren't there for the first couple of years.
Well, they are getting into the point where everybody's going into their major classwork. And so you'll see the same faces a lot of times from class to class. I suppose that does make up for it a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what's interesting? I teach a course that's actually a education course, and a lot of my students have transferred from TCC to the University of Oklahoma. And what I've found is that through that process, there's sort of a cohort experience that happens, and the students all actually know each other pretty well, having transferred from TCC to the education program at OU. And so there's some of that as well. There's some relationships that form in the very beginning stages at TCC that then move on as they and follow students as they transition to the receiving institutions.
My guest today is Dr. Laura Latta. She is the new executive director of the Tulsa Higher Education Consortium, which is a multi-institutional organization comprised of the higher education institutions in the metro area. We're working to improve four-year college completion, and she's our guest today on Studio Tulsa. Well, among those four goals you mentioned, one was faculty collaboration across the institutions. I think collaboration across within an institution can be difficult. How are you trying to foster collaboration from, say, OU Tulsa to the University of Tulsa, or OSU Tulsa to Roger State or NSU or Langston?
Well, there's been a tremendous amount of goodwill and relationships formed just through the work that started through the Tulsa Transfer Project. And then there was a higher education task force. And all seven institutions and their presidents signed on for this collaborative engagement that now has been so fruitful that the consortium was essentially birthed from that. And so we're starting off in a really good place with a lot of trust. A lot of powerful work has already happened. Probably the first strategic direction will be creating spaces for the seven institutions to come together and share ideas. So especially right now, recruitment is on the top of everyone's minds, as nationally there has been a dip in enrollment. So bringing together perhaps the student life and recruitment and those groups and sharing best practices, sharing what works. You know, before I was in higher education, which I've been in higher ed for about 7 years, I heard, you know, phrases used like ivory tower or silos that really cast a very isolating picture on higher education. But the consortium really works to break that down and create a space, a level playing field where everyone really can share innovative ideas. Because there's an immense amount of expertise at the higher education level in Tulsa across all 7 institutions, and everyone benefits from that shared innovation and expertise.
The other area you mentioned was equity. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the statistics, there's a big gap between white students' achievement in higher education and completing a degree and most other ethnicities. What are you doing to bridge that gap?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is looking at the data and disaggregating it. So disaggregating by race, by gender identity, by socioeconomic status, and really asking the difficult questions about why are these disparities existent? And then also thinking about the different places on roads and off ramps that students are experiencing. So entry into college, persistence, that transfer process, and then graduation, and looking at data points all along those on-roads and off-ramps, and thinking about why that's happening, what barriers exist that may prevent students from entering, and what are some of the factors that are causing students to exit a program early, and then thinking about how to be adaptable to meet the needs of students, and then providing more information and more access so that students who have historically been underrepresented or even excluded from higher education opportunities have more access and have more opportunity.
I want to follow up there's a big effort to increase counseling staffs in high school. And I know that already the consortium has done some research on looking at how counseling affects students in their decision-making and deciding to go to college or not. And it was pretty discouraging, the results. You know, you surveyed counselors' impact on students, and nearly by every measure, close to 50% of the students said they had no impact whatsoever. That's an important data point. Mm-hmm. What do you do with that information?
That's an excellent question. The counselor-student relationship is such a critically important relationship. And what we're seeing, or what we have seen in Oklahoma, is that the counselor to student ratio is very, very high. In some places, as high as 400 students to one counselor.
A counselor can't help anybody at 400 to 1.
Oh, absolutely not. Even one student completing a FAFSA takes about 2 hours. So think about a counselor doing one FAFSA for 400 students. So anyway, it's very time consuming, and it requires an investment in a relationship. So it's exciting to see that there is an effort to expand the number of counselors. Hopefully the training is there to support the counselors as they create these relationships with students and can have these important conversations. There's also at the state level an initiative called the Individualized Career Academic Plan, which is intended to help students prepare for life after high school starting in their freshman year. So that's an important initiative that will help students prepare for college rather than scrambling their senior year trying to get ready for college. So I think there's some important work happening that will really aid college enrollment eventually down the road. But as far as counselor and student relationships and preparation for college, it truly is critical. I'm excited that there will be more counselors, and I truly hope that we'll see more students prepared for college.
Is there, you know, what's taking place to help students get that FAFSA, that financial aid form, completed? Because that's one of the very first steps, whether it's 2-year or 4-year college, is getting access to financial aid.
Yeah, there are certainly community efforts that are supporting students as they're preparing for life after high school. A couple that come to mind are, you know, Impact Tulsa's efforts in sharing information about FAFSA completion. And that work is actually in combination with all of the colleges and universities. So that's really where the expertise lies, is in connecting students with the admissions and enrollment departments to get that critical information. I think also of organizations like City Year that really provide manpower to support student preparation. And there are a variety of other initiatives that are working to try and help students to prepare. I know with the Counselor Corps, that is an initiative from Superintendent Hoffmeister, there are going to be many, many more counselors over the next few years. And hopefully there is a lot of professional development and support to help those counselors, if they aren't, you know, trained in school counseling, to get up to speed, to be prepared to support students.
Will that be a role for the consortium at some point? You know, you mentioned the collaboration efforts. Is that something that may come into play?
It's possible. At the moment, we're really focused on the seven institutions and college advising, and really creating opportunities for the seven institutions to share best practices across institutions. Certainly not off the table to extend that support to K-12. I'm a big fan of collaboration. So, and that's, you know, at the post-secondary level, also K-12. But right now, we're focused on our seven colleges and universities.
I want to ask about a couple of things that have occurred in our higher education community over the last decade or so. One is Tulsa Achieves. How has this affected the process of moving people from two-year to four-year? The very idea that, you know, you can go to community college for free is a very powerful economic argument for a lot of people who might have just started out at a four-year institution. Is that working out the way, you know, the institutions hoped it would?
I do think that it has been really successful, and there have been other states that have looked at the model of Tulsa Achieves. I know on a personal level, I benefited from Tulsa Achieves, and of my four siblings, you know, three of us did. So certainly there are many, many Tulsa area students who are accessing post-secondary who may not have previously because it's so accessible and affordable. So it's certainly helping students who are in that 18 to 24 year traditional student window, and is an incredible resource in getting them into college. And then once they get there, there are the supports at TCC to help them then transfer to a receiving institution. So I do think it's successful.
Yeah, you mentioned that the traditional student. It sounds like a focus maybe for the consortium will be non-traditional students.
Yeah, so if we look at the percentages, 51% of students fall in that 18 to 24 traditional student category, but there are 49% of students that are non-traditional students. So that's absolutely something to think about, because we know that non-traditional students have different needs, different motivations, different sets of life experiences and situations that need to be considered as institutions are creating their programs of study to fit their needs.
Yeah, and I would think that each institution has their own way of going about attracting non-traditional students who mainly are working by day, going to school by night. Are a lot of the roadblocks being eliminated? I think given the overall trends where you have a lower 18 to 24-year population coming up in the next decade or so, I think every institution is probably having to look at these non-traditional students more closely if they haven't been already.
Yeah, the really incredible thing about non-traditional students is that many of them have homes in the area. They're well-established Tulsans and will likely stay in the Tulsa area. So that's also important to note for business and industry who are looking to grow their businesses and to grow industry. I have seen that institutions are thinking really flexibly about the times that they offer their courses, what modality that their courses are offered to really fit the needs of the student populations that they're serving.
And when you talk about the modality, you're talking about, is it online? Mm-hmm. Is it on your own time or on a flex schedule, or is it a strict schedule? And I assume colleges and universities are looking at all those things.
Really all of the above, especially after the pandemic with the ability to teach online more. There are more available offerings.
There's certainly more capacity these days.
Yeah, for online teaching. So thinking really creatively about how to meet the needs of students, even in the duration of classes, rather than a 16-week course, maybe it's an 8-week course with a few more sessions built in to a shorter amount of weeks. But again, keeping students at the center of these decisions is really the critical piece. And that's really been the driving motivation of the consortium from the beginning, is how to keep students centered.
I think one of the business goals of the consortium, which there's business partnerships involved with the consortium, is retention of graduates in the Tulsa area. And mm-hmm. you mentioned that with non-traditional students. They're here. They have roots. They oftentimes have significant assets in the community. What defines success on that front?
I would say, you know, we want to train our talent here in Tulsa, and then we want to keep our talent here in Tulsa. So not seeing a mass exodus of our four-year graduates, but seeing them stay right here in our city. We have incredible institutions that are training our students. We've got incredibly brilliant students who are graduating with four-year degrees, and we want them to stay and help continue to make Tulsa an incredible city.
Has the community seen that as a real detriment, that a lot of the graduates in the area are leaving the area?
That has been a concern, especially in, you know, some sectors like education, medical professions, maybe leaving to surrounding states. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As you look ahead, I know you've only been on the job a couple of months in this, but is the consortium setting some long-term goals of what they want to see? Is, you know, we mentioned that at the top of the program that, you know, the increase is just under, it's like 31.8% of graduates in the Tulsa area. Is there a number that the consortium's shooting for at this point?
There's not one particular number, but the support of the seven institutions that are part of the consortium in setting goals that are ambitious and that are also attainable in student enrollment, persistence, and completion. Some of the target areas that the consortium is focused on are the transfer rates of students, increasing that transfer rate and that successful transfer rate. A second one is looking at credits transferring, so minimizing loss of course credit. Also, bachelor's attainment within the city. Want to see more bachelor's degrees completed, and then also more bachelor's degrees staying in the city. So those are really the four indicators that we've got our eyes set on. Yeah.
Okay. Well, how do people learn more about the consortium?
To learn more about the consortium, you can go to www.tulsahighered.com. That's our website. It also features our task force report, which is a report that we've referenced a couple of times during this conversation.
Well, Laura, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Laura Latta is the founding executive director of the Tulsa Higher Education Consortium, which is working across the metro area to improve the four-year college completion rates within our community. During the course of our interview, I mentioned that the consortium was made up of all of the higher education institutions in the Tulsa area. That was incorrect. It's actually made up of all the public higher education institutions along with the University of Tulsa. You can learn more at tulsahighered.com. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.